USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats continue to accuse President Trump of assaulting the rule of law in the Roger Stone case, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this is all about impeaching the president.
Attorney General Barr is coming before the committee as well, but there's no issue here. It's just like everything else that the Democrats went to play. They do not have facts. All they have is a mission to impeach, and this is all they continue to drive. When the rest of America would like to move on from their nightmares they put us through, and let's start working on issues that America cares most about.
Winter making its return to the United States, with parts of the Midwest and Northeast seeing the coldest temperatures of the season. Temperatures in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas may not reach above zero on Thursday, with highs not much above single digits on Friday in places such as Minneapolis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on first-time jobless claims.
The Labor Department says more Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week than the week before, the number of new filings increasing slightly by about 2,000 to a total of about 205,000. Many economists were expecting the number of new filings to be more like 210,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Houston Astros are stopping short of apologizing for cheating. Team owner Jim Crane was asked point blank if stealing signs was cheating and backpedaled on using the term.
Is it cheating?
Excuse me?
Do you use the word cheating? Was this cheating?
We broke the rules, and you can phrase that any way you want.
Two Astros players got up and said they're sorry for the choices made by the team, but are looking forward to getting the season underway. And President Trump will be attending the Daytona 500 on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another automotive recall has been announced. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Ford is recalling over 240,000 SUVs and cars worldwide because of a suspension part that can fracture and increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers the Ford Flex, Taurus police car, Taurus SHO, and Lincoln MKT from the 2013 through the 2018 model years. Most of the recalled vehicles are in North America. Ford says if the suspension moves a lot on the vehicles, the rear toe links can fracture. Toe links help keep the rear suspension stable and the tires on the pavement. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem in this batch of recalled vehicles. Dealers will replace the toe links on both sides with new ones that are stronger. Owners will be notified beginning on March 2nd.
The McClatchy Company is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It publishes 30 newspapers, including the Charlotte Observer, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and Sacramento Bee. And finally, Hope Hicks is reportedly returning to the White House. Hicks is a former White House communications director who has long-standing ties to President Trump. She left that job in 2018 to return to private life. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.